Patrolman Mancuso had a good idea that had been given to him by, of all people, Ignatius Riley. He had telephoned the Riley's house to ask Mrs. Riley when she could go bowling with him and his aunt. But Ignatius had answered the telephone and screamed,
"Stop molesting us, you mongoloid! If you had any sense, you would be investigating dens like that Knot of Joy in which my beloved mother and I were mistreated and robbed. I, unfortunately, was the prey of a vicious, depraved bee-girl. In addition, the proprietress is a Nazi. We barely escaped with our lives. Go investigate that gang and let us alone, you homewrecker!"
Then Mrs. Riley had wrestled the phone away from her son. The sergeant would be glad to know about the place. He might even compliment Patrolman Mancuso for getting the tip. Clearing his throat, Patrolman Mancuso stood before the sergeant and said,
"I got a lead on a place where they got B-girls."
"You got a lead?" the sergeant asked. "Who gave you the lead?"
Patrolman Mancuso decided against dragging Ignatius into the matter for several reasons. He settled on Mrs. Riley.
"A lady I know," he answered.
"How come this lady knows about the place?" the sergeant asked. "Who took her to this place?"
Patrolman Mancuso couldn't say her son. It might reopen some wounds. Why couldn't conversation with the sergeant ever go smoothly?
"She was there alone,"
Patrolman Mancuso said finally, trying to save the interview from becoming a shambles.
"A lady was in a place like that alone?" the sergeant screamed. "What kind of lady was this? She's probably a B-girl herself. Get out of here, Mancuso, and bring me in a suspicious character. You ain't brought in one person yet. Don't give me no tips from B-girls. Go look in your locker. You're a soldier today. Beat it!"
Patrolman Mancuso drifted sadly off to the lockers, wondering why he could never do anything right for the sergeant. When he was gone, the sergeant turned to a detective and said,
"Send a couple men over to that Knot of Joy some night. Someone there might have been just dumb enough to talk to Mancuso. But don't tell him. I don't want that goon taking any credit. He stays in costume until he brings me in a character. You know, we got another complaint on Mancuso today from somebody who says a small man wearing a sombrero pressed up against her in a bus last night," the detective said.
"No kidding," the sergeant said thoughtfully.
"Well, any more complaints like that, and we arrest Mancuso."